some viewers to see a needle.
Public broadcasting just is very...
It's just, you go by the most constant.
Because is that just like a part of like, you gotta guarantee your funding so you can't make people do...
Whoever complains the most, you listen to them.
Yeah, I see.
So that people say, oh, I really sent in the needles, I couldn't watch anymore. It's like, alright, we'll just pump it up. Now they do it, they get changed enough. Like the network starts changing. Like usually if it starts up on the network and they change it, then everyone else will change it to it.
Yeah. It's one of those things where like no one's gonna call in and say, oh, I loved seeing that needle on there, but yeah. Someone might say I didn't like it. Alright, flying a little bit blind here. You good whenever?
Don't worry about the GoPro.
Waterproof too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're ready whenever you are, so just give that a second.
Sounds good.
Right now the framing, you're gonna get a lot of this table in the foreground.
Okay.
So if we kind of frame it up, I don't know if we can just like there and crop in if we need to.
Yeah, it's 4K. Okay. So a little bit. Over that.
Alright.
You're good. Awesome. So these are a Chippewa strain of walleye. So they have, just coming from this region, they have been domesticated for a number of generations. So they are technically known as a domesticated strain. But here, this was a cohort, this was probably about a two-year-old fish, so a little bit short, a little bit slightly slower of growth than what we're used to, but we're all, you always kind of have that tapering. You have your fastest growing fish, and then you have your ones that grow a little bit slower. So with a walleye, the main pieces of meat that we use are just the two fillets. So the best way to start, just get right behind the gill. I like to angle it a little bit up towards the head of the fish because there is a good amount of meat right in this pocket that's often missed. So you get that angle down to the spine. Then work your way down the spine. Just as flat as possible. Then once you make it to the top of this fin, I like to punch all the way through, then keeping your knife flat, working your way down through the edge of the tail. In general, probably our fastest growing fish are gonna reach about this size in 15 months. We have plenty of these fish left from this cohort with just a couple fish tanks. We have to kind of be very strategic about our bio plan, make sure we have enough fish to support our plants, that make sure they're providing enough nutrients.
So I know there's some people who cut right through the ribs and then take the ribs off after.
Yep.
Are you more of a carve around the ribs?
I'm more of a carve around the ribs when I don't have an electric knife. Otherwise, if it was an electric knife, you just buzz right through that and then work your way around the ribs. You can do it quite a bit faster, especially if you're doing this in a commercial setting. the way we're getting these fillets done right here would be too slow.
So that's a beautiful piece of meat.
Yep, yeah, we try to, and we do a little bit of a purge too, and no food beforehand. And then once they're dispatched, we put them in a little bit of water, and then you're just left with perfect white flaky piece of meat. And then the only bones on this fillet are gonna be right here on that walleye. So generally you just do a little Y cut. There are pin bone machines that you can take care of that, but quite expensive. You need to reach a certain economy of scale to get there. So this will be a great fillet for the frying pan. And you just do the same thing on the other side. And there are, these walleye that we have here today are probably just big enough where there are a couple kind of hidden pieces of meat that many walleye fishermen will be aware of, but maybe it'll be news to some of us.
The famous walleye cheeks.
The walleye cheeks and also walleye wings. That's something I picked up at up in Eagle Lake in Canada. At a resort up there my family goes to. Once a week they did a fry and they would bring out these walleye wings that end up being more of a seafoody rather than that nice white flaky. It's a little bit different texture, but a really nice piece of meat that you can get a good bite from on the bigger size of walleye.
So how long is this fish?
This is probably about a 16 or 17 inch fish. And so then it's about
a legal keeper for most of the state.
Yep, and about a probably 1.5 pound. Fish, and we'd be hopefully harvesting, we probably get maybe about 8 ounces worth of meat off of this fish. So those are ready to go.
And so you're not the first nor the last traditional to do it on newspaper,
right?
Fish wrap is
I was gonna go with a nice Wisconsin cutting board, but I figure it's true to the Wisconsin fish fry that it's right on newspaper. But the walleye wing, so the walleye cheeks, you can pretty much fillet them out right here, and you can feel it. You can see the little squishy piece of muscle that is more seafoody as well, and then. Right here are the walleye wings. So it's that space in between its two bottom fins. And you can see there's a nice layer of meat right there, about a half inch. So you just try to cut around that. And then you can fry the whole thing up and you kind of slurp the meat off the fins then. Can be a little bit easier if you have like a wire cutter or something, honestly. This is a job that I have cut myself a couple times doing, so caution is suggested.
So how old were you when you first started filleting your own fish?
Oh, geez, probably 15 or 16. I have so many memories of my dad doing it, and I honestly, almost every time I'm filleting fish, I feel like my dad standing here. So it's definitely a cool connection piece and a cool kind of like family tie-in, and a good thing to know, man. A lot of fish end up being real similar with how you fillet them. So knowing how to do a walleye, you can do so many other fish. And then this, there's a lot of goodness left over in this fish, even when you take out all of the meat possible. You can use this for fish emulsion, turn it into plant nutrients. You could take these skins that are still on the fillets, turn it into fish leather. We could take the head, freeze dry it, turn it into a sort of pet treat. All things we are considering as we kind of scale up on the walleye side of things, but don't have a use for it just now. So it'll go into our compost pile, and then we'll at least get some nutrients for plants out of it that way. Do the other one.
Now cold second.
Right.
Yeah, the worst is when I have to grab my dad's and like the best.
Yeah, there's not, that's more of a, I am a quarterback's coach, so that's always kind of a running joke when you get new quarterbacks. Oh, you got your left-handed football out today. No, it becomes a right or left-handed fillet knife, right, after the person's using it enough. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So there is actually about the best version of a walleye cheek that I'm gonna get. You know, you can, there's a little bit more meat in there, but that's mostly what you get, that little chunk. This one's just slightly bigger, maybe quarter pound. And one of the main things that like made us interested in this, we just went past some pigs on the property, which we give some extra produce to. But one of the main things of walleye that we're really enticed by is that feed conversion. So fish in general are as close to a one-to-one feed conversion, where you feed 1 pound, 1 pound of feed into this animal, and you get close to 1 pound of food for humans coming out of it. Whereas a cow is more like 9 to 1. Pig is more like 5 to 1. Chicken, more like 4 to 1. So that just like taking advantage of your resources that you're putting into these and making sure you're getting food for people out of it was the thing that we really liked the idea of. And these, so this fish, you know, pound and a half over the course of its life at max, 3 pounds, but probably it only ate probably about 2 pounds of feed throughout its life to get to this size. All while we know exactly what type of feed it's in. It's a healthy fish-based high protein diet. So we just know we're gonna get really good fillets out of it. And it's a healthy fish that has been stressed out a minimal amount throughout its life. But yeah, you can definitely see probably half your time or better with an electric fillet knife here. And there again, that's a really nice piece of meat. It's not as interesting to go through these ones. Whenever I catch a walleye and I'm filleting it, I like to go through the stomach contents, see what it's eating, you know, if it's crayfish or more like leeches, and you can kind of match the hatch when you're fishing. This, you're not gonna find anything in its stomach, so a little less interesting, but these will, although these are feed trained and they've been eating feed their whole life, these will go back, what if they were stocked into a pond or in someone's fish tank or stocked into a lake, these will go back to preying on minnows, leeches, invertebrates. I like that the Chippewa strain of walleye really has a nice black top to the color and nice gold bottom. One thing that I don't know if you guys have came across much in your just studies of Wisconsin walleye and everybody involved, but you ever heard of like a blonde walleye?
Yeah, it's really bright colored.
Right, but it's like, you know, 1 in 1,000 or something like that. When people see it at a dam, they make a big deal. We found that it's been about like 1 in 1,000 of our walleye are that blonde walleye. It looks a little lighter. No different, but they just look different. They eat the same, they act pretty similar. That piece there. guys are getting enough bad shots where if this wasn't like a nice puff piece. Look at how gross filleting fish is.
We can tell you, but we're actually from PETA.
Right. I told you a little bit about that the last time, that is a concern of fish farmers. But you know, there's studies coming out all the time that plants feel pain. Plants cry when they get chopped down, so. Not that I want them to, but I'm just saying everybody's gotta eat and we can just provide food in the most ecological way possible. That's kind of what we're about. And the walleye, of course, are named after their eyes. It's how they hunt. They like to hunt in low light. And we have grown a Green Bay strain. That's the only other walleye we've seen. And I believe UW-Stevens Point NADF facility is working on some strain comparisons. And there's definitely some differences of the Green Bay strain to the Chippewa strain. Green Bay strain is lighter. Seem to just put on weight slightly differently. But, there's been no scientific comparisons of one strain of walleye compared to another being raised in a aquaculture system like this. So we'll be really interested to see what the study finds, and if you know one is better than the other. You got to think, like, how long has livestock, cattle or pigs been selectively bred to get to where we are today? You can imagine we could do a lot of work on the walleye, making it more efficient. So after all that time, left with some nutrients for the compost, 4 fillets, a couple walleye wings, and 4 cheeks. So
when you see that, I mean, those are beautiful fillets. That's like when people talk about the best eaten fillets, mm-hmm. The best one to catch, they love catching the big ones, but when they talk, people know what they're talking about for eating, that's the size they want to be serving.
Definitely. Yep. And that's kind of, it works out with our growth rates. It kind of makes the most sense to harvest them about that 1 to 2 pound range. And then speaking of plates, you know, it fits on a fish fry plate or a walleye sandwich or something. That size makes a lot of sense kind of through and through.
So what's your favorite way to prepare these?
Oh, we actually pan fry it. We actually do have our own tartar sauce and fish breading too, which Chef Ray prepares. This is his kitchen, and so that is actually my favorite way. New, just developed, but pan frying with our breading and tartar sauce for sure. The walleye wings are a little different here, but you can basically bread this whole thing. And some people will get the fins, you know, they're not super keen on that. But actually, if you deep fry those and just have a bite of them, there's a little breading on them. It's like a potato chip, basically.
So how would you suggest doing that? Because I've never seen the wings.
These, yeah, I would just clean them up just a little bit, and then you can just throw breading on them, and then fry them up the same way, deep fry them, and then it's like you can. It's another seafood like it, where you just kind of scoop it off.
Almost like
the breastplate.
You know, oysters.
It's like an oyster. Yeah, right. It's kind of like that, and it is more of like a. Kind of more similar to shrimp rather than freshwater white fillets. So, yeah. Yep. But, yeah. Any other questions or anything else you guys want to see with the fillets at all?
So do you take the skin off, or do you freeze them just like this?
Yeah, we will, for customers, we'll take these off and it'll be boneless, skinless fillets. Okay. Yep.
Yep. I know some places it'll scale them first and then leave the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think perch especially, like, they roll up then. You can get that effect in a perch fry.
Gotcha. Takes quite a bit of time in the process and the processing time, so doing it up boneless, skinless just makes it a little bit more ready to eat for consumers too. But it is nice, you know, with that nice color. I like having the skin on there too, because it's kind of more representative of what it is. But we hope to get to a point where all the ones we are harvesting that we're using most of the skins. Actually, we've only slightly experimented with turning leather from the fish skins, but we're really excited about maybe doing some walleye wallets or walleye belts, things like that, just to take advantage of the resource.
So are you going to take the skin off these, or what's your plan for these in particular?
I was just going to take these home probably like this.
Okay.
But I could do that if you guys want to see that.
If you could do a couple at least.
Sure.
Just to get some video of that.
Sure.
So these are going into the fry pan tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I have a pregnant fiance at home, no worries about mercury or plastics in these. There's no monthly limit that you can eat of these, all land-based. You know exactly what's going into them, perfectly clean, safe.
So tell me about walleye leather. How does that work?
Yeah, so you can feel, you know, this is, I couldn't rip this, you know. So this is a really just nice piece of something you could make something with it. In the Pacific Northwest, tribes for arguably thousands of years have been turning salmon skins into boots or other things to use, string. So we just love the idea of making use out of this. It would have to be scaled before that, scaled and then tanned. But me and the partners here, our first entrepreneurial venture was actually trapping, so mostly like raccoon, muskrat, mink, turning the furs and selling those. So we do have some actual experience in tanning skins and furs and things like that, but yeah, still in the early stages of this, but all of that was part of the 100% use of fish pledge that we joined. The Great Lakes Coalition is partnering with other fisheries and fish farms in the area where you're trying to use 100% of the fish, not just the fillets and stuff you can eat, but the rest of the carcass as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions on that stuff?
I think we're good on that. I'll probably get a shot of you just packaging that up.
Sure. I'm gonna wash my hands quick. I was looking for some ice, but Chef didn't have any on hand for us. I guess not. No ice, no water either. But this kitchen worked out so nice. This is Chef's kitchen, but we got it licensed through the county, so then we can do all of our pestos, dressings, stuff like that in here.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Do you want me to, like...
You don't have to go this side, but
okay.
Then grab two and maybe swap that way.
Sure. Just give me a yip.
Yep, I'll be ready. Awesome. Just that. One more time. You can start right there.
Yeah.